Hi.
Hi. So my light is gone today, so that's broken, and I'm breaking up. So everybody be forewarned.
You guys, my overhead lights are off because it's doing the flickery thing. And when fluorescent things do flickery things, I can't. And so our light today is just off.
We're both broken.
But at least you're getting some good sleep.
That's right. Listen, we could talk about pillows because that's the only reason I'm getting sleep here is because of my pillows. And I don't have the sheets on the bed here. I have the sheets on the bed at home, but if I had the sheets on the bed here, I probably wouldn't even like be with you guys because I would have just overslept lately. I'm serious. It's probably a saving grace that I don't have the sheets on the bed here, but the pillows are the only reason that I can actually sleep here. Honest to God, because they're my most favorite and I travel with them and they're the best. If you guys have never tried them, you have to try them. Mach, what is the number?
It is 808. It's 800-875-0513. And if you call that number, which is the MyPillow number that is exclusive for the chicks, and you use code chicks, then you will get yourself a discount. And especially you can get buy one, get one free on sets of sheets and towels. You can get the most amazing slippers of all time and moccasins of all time. Right. Use code chicks, get your stuff.
Right. We've replaced all the towels here in the cabin with the towels.
I can't ever, I can't use another towel ever again. Ever. Right. I can't.
We had Walmart towels and I was like, I'm sorry, I'm too good for you. Like, we gotta get rid of the Walmart towels and replace them with my pillow towels. So, and now I'm just like, so they're the best. So you guys get that. You have to get them. Yes. They're amazing.
Thank you, Rose, for the super sticker. We have a presser to talk about. Oh my God. So did you, you didn't watch because I know you were busy.
I read it. I read the presser.
I feel like that's harder to do because of how little sense he makes.
It was hard to do and it was depressing and it was just soul crushing in every way. And so I did. I read it. And, you know, like one of the things that stood out to me was when he said he was talking about stuff. Well, I mean, first, the border stuff was just asinine. They didn't ask the right questions. I know that you yesterday had all this. You had hope. You had hope that the press was going to actually ask him questions. He is surrounded by people who give him all the cover and basically lick his butt. Okay. It's just, it's gross. I'm so grossed out by our press. Just, I'm disgusted by them. On top of that, he actually has the audacity to say things like he has Republican support, that we support everything he does. And I'm like, this guy's a liar. He is a liar. He lies.
I know. So there was one, just to your point, the press, I mean, it was horrendous. Like they absolutely worthless. I think there may have been one person who pushed back on something that he said. And I was like, okay, well, she tried. But other than that, starting with that Yamiche chick who was like, you know, people are coming to the border because you're so moral and so decent and such a good human. Yeah. And I was you gotta be freaking kidding me.
Right. He's like, I'm nice. And that's why they're coming because I'm a good guy. Oh my God.
So, but my favorite part was when he was like quintessential Joe Biden, which is when he just completely loses his train of thought, right? Like that's my favorite. So here I have a clip of that example, of the best example of that. It's a quick one. I'm going to get it. I have to open it into the Twitter box. And here we go.
It's something outrageous. I have never been particularly poor at calculating how to get things done in the United States Senate. So the best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you that you like to be able to, anyway, we're ready to get a lot done. And so I'm going to say something.
So, wow. That happened a number of times because he's such just a complete idiot. And anytime he talks, it reminds me of.
You could do so, you want him to do you so much, you could do anything.
Yeah.
It always reminds me of that kid.
It's that kid. He is that kid.
He's totally he's that the kid.
The old senile version of that kid.
Right? I mean, he's it's just, kid. Oh my God. And then there's these random times where he'll yell in the middle of a sentence for yeah. no reason. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like he's trying yeah. to put emphasis on it or show strength, but it does neither of those things. It just makes people right. worry about kinda his like, mental faculties.
It's kind of like your grandpa who's going through dementia. Is it a little bit like that? It's a little bit. I mean, I'm just saying the things, you guys, right? Is it because let's get real. It's because they get old and they forget things. I forget things. I'm 49. I forget things. And I sometimes scream. I'm just saying, you know,
when but
I'm
it's so random.
But this is the thing, Mark. When you're 78, do you want to be running a country?
Oh my God. Do you? Well, and he's going to run again. That was the other big news out of the conference, yeah. right? Is that, oh yeah, he's totally planning on running a second term. Oh my God.
You know what? Do it. Do it. I cannot wait for him to do it. I want so badly to have him on a stage up against Ron DeSantis. I can't wait. I want him to be up against total youth, because Ron DeSantis will be this like strong, youthful guy. You know, him and like Kristi Noem up there against old man who's screaming with this cane. You know, it's like, okay, Democrats, old white dude. And I up against our young people. Let's do that. I beg you, let's do that. Let's do it.
You know, Kamala's in the background going, you gotta be kidding me. You know, because there's no way. There's no way that he's gonna make it. There's just no way.
But even Kamala, you think Kamala would stand a chance against somebody like DeSantis? Or no? Seriously? What a disaster that would be.
I didn't think Biden stood a chance against Trump, and here we are. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, I really don't know. The worst part of the whole thing for me was that the reaction from blue Twitter, from like leftist Twitter, everyone was like, oh my God, he is so crushing it. He is just completely crushing it. And I'm like, how are we watching the same thing? He was lost. He was absolutely lost.
Yeah. I wonder about these people. I really do. I know we share a country with these people.
I can't.
And they're like, he's so great. I love him and Dr. Jill. They're so in love. It's a love story. It's just a love story. It's finally, we have love back in the White House.
Oh my God. Love. Oh my God.
Yeah. Hey, we're the chicks. We're coming at you and we're talking about AMAC, which is the right alternative to AARP.
And I love AMAC because they actually lobby for conservative causes, which is the greatest benefit of all. And that's on top of the discounts and all of the help that they give you, learning about Social Security and Medicare plans and all that stuff. They're amazing.
Yeah, they're awesome. We stand with AMAC and you should too. You can get them at amac.us/chicks. That's amac.us/chicks.
Membership options starting at only $16 and they include your spouse. Do it today. Sign up right now. amac.us/chicks. So I have a gift to tell you about. Very, very excited.
Really?
This gift comes to us from retro realtor Morgan McCoy. And Morgan sent us this card. And she said, ladies, it's been over a month and I'm finally mailing your gifts. Yay me! Hashtag winning. I finished your book and loved it. I hope you like them. The booby bites are for the perv. You needed a big bag of dicks for this administration. I write like a 4-year-old, which is why I typed your real letter. And then she sent us a real letter. I won't read the whole thing, but I want to tell you about some of it. I mean, she wrote like a big letter, right? But the key things that I wanted people to hear, because this is just so, she's so funny. She starts out the letter by saying, holy shitballs, ladies. And she goes, I can honestly say I have never been the kind of fangirl that I am with you two. I can't say I've ever actually written to people I watch online or TV because I'm horrible about getting to the post office, which reminds me, I still need to mail my thank you cards for my wedding, which was feckin' 8.5 years ago. And then she said her mom is the one that introduced her to us. And then she talked about the insiders. So she's part of the Chicks on the Right Insiders Facebook group.
Insiders.
Yeah. And she says that she's part of the weekly Zoom meeting. She says she's making amazing, you know, friend connections with the other awesome people that are in that group. And then she sent us presents. And she, because she is known as the retro realtor in Pensacola, she sent us each a dress, like a retro dress. They're so cute. Just wait.
Oh, my God. God.
She said, as promised, I got you each a dress. Sorry, Daisy, no sweats this time. My favorite 50s A-line dress because it's a classic cut, looks great on everyone. This is my style. I am the retro realtor. I'm always dressed in 50s garb with my currently purple hair and a flippy-do bob. I love everything from that era, minus the racism and shit, of course. So she said, Mock, your dress is red. I chose this particular dress for you because of the heart buttons. My mom's birthday is Valentine's. She passed away 5 years ago, so it can be a rough one for me. Normally, I get emotional and sad, but this year, no joke, your love of this ridiculous holiday gave me so much joy. I was able to laugh and start the day off on a great high note that carried me throughout the day. So thank you. So here's the dress. Look at this. I'm going to have to hold it up.
You're going to have to wear this on Valentine's Day. Oh my God, that is so cute.
Right?
That is so cute.
I know. Then she gets to yours. She says... She says, Daisy, your dress is black like your soul. Just kidding. She says, I know you like dark colors and nothing beats black with white polka dots. And of course, the heart buttons, totes adorbs, just like you. You talk like my mom did. No nonsense. Suck it, world. Here are my thoughts and I'm sticking it to them. Real talk. You two are my kind of people. I really pray I get to chat with you all one day. We really need a Chicks Insider tailgate vacation somewhere. And so it's from Morgan McCoy. Do you want me to open yours so you can see? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to see it. I'm dying to see it. I have to. People have to see it. Are you kidding?
I mean, can you even believe that she sent us dresses?
We've never been sent That is adorable.
Isn't that the cutest?
Oh my God, that is so cute. We have got to wear those together and like get a picture.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Before I leave. Before I leave Indy for good.
I just hope it fits. God, I don't know. It's pretty tiny, so I'm a little worried.
I was looking at it too. Mine look kind of tiny as well.
Well, no, you're going to be fine. Like, you'll be fine. We'll have to see.
We'll totally have to see. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
But I mean, they're so precious. So precious. God, I love them. Love them.
So cute.
I wanted to show you also some psycho. There's a video that's going around that's viral right now on social media of a new problem that people are outraged about called white veganism.
Veganism, as we all know, is when you don't eat any animal products whatsoever. Okay, so I'm trying to understand what this has to do with being white.
Well, you're in luck.
Please explain.
I can't. Okay. But the crazy people that actually made this a thing are happy to explain it to you. So here we go.
Okay.
Fail to account for white supremacy and veganism, you get white veganism.
We must address the role of white supremacy and the oppression it creates, no matter if we are vegan or not.
White veganism focuses solely on animal liberation while ignoring the context of colonization and imperialism and how all of this impacts all human beings and the planet.
Not all white people vegans are white vegans.
Our veganism must be intersectional, accessible, anti-racist, anti-imperialist, and decolonized.
What's happening? What's even going on?
I don't know.
I don't understand what's going on. Because here's the deal is that when you're a vegan, because I was vegan for about a year. When you're a vegan, you decide, I'm just not going to eat animal products.
Yeah, but are you intersectional about it?
What the hell does that even mean?
I don't know.
What does that even mean? I don't even understand what you're saying. All I know is that when I was vegan, my hair fell out. Didn't do really a good job being a vegan. And then I decided, like, at the end of that year, you know what? I'm going to eat a chicken. And then I felt better.
And you ate an entire chicken.
Like, a whole chicken. I was like, I'm just going to, and I sat down and ate a whole chicken. And then I was like, I'm not going to be vegan anymore. I mean, I tried it. And I just said, that's not for me. It's just not for me. But here's the deal. I don't understand what it has to do with the color of your skin. I don't, like, why does everything have to do with the color of your skin? I don't understand. Why is everybody making everything a race thing? It's not a race thing. It's what you choose to put in your body. It has nothing to do with what's outside of your body and the melanin that your body has.
I don't even know how you connect whiteness and veganism together. I don't know how you do it.
Because liberalism?
Well, yeah, I guess that's the answer. That's right. Oh, by the way, the presser, just to go back to the presser really quick. Now we're getting pictures of the notes that he was holding because he was so relied on his notes, and it's like 14 point font and then some scribbles here and there. But like, if you were watching it, you would see he couldn't function without reading his talking points. And then if he tried to, well, I played you what it sounded like when he tried to do it without his notes, right? I mean, it was horrible.
Yeah, it was bad. And you know that he got all the questions, all those questions were questions that he got in advance, like we talked about yesterday. You know, he was prompted, like he practiced for this. He was prepared. You know, they prepared him. They like practiced with him. They did all of this for this one press conference Trump had this crap every day. He was pummeled every day. Think about that. And he would go in unprepared on the fly. He'd stand outside of helicopters. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was just like, whatever, you know, this is what he did every day.
Yep.
He would go against the press. And not only that, but he did it against a press that hated him. They despised him. This is a press that loves Biden. So think about that. I mean, it's like, it's the night and day that it's unreal. The difference.
It's crazy. And the fact that like he only allowed 25 press members into the room and then only called on 10. And of course, Peter Ducey was not one of those 10. So, I mean, he's so lost. And the people that are saying that he actually did great, I wouldn't be surprised if that is the last time he does a press conference. Honestly, that's how bad it was. I can't imagine Jen Psaki, because she was there. I saw her a couple times sitting on the sidelines and just kind of like looking a little worried. There's no way that his team wants him to do that again. There's no way.
Again. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No way.
I agree with you. 100%. Yeah. What a disaster. I mean, you read it. If you read the script, if you read the transcript, it's just like, wow.
Right. Can't make heads or tails of it. You cannot make any sense of that. Also, as you and I were discussing before we went live, I sent you the latest cover of Harper's Bazaar. Jane Fonda is gracing the cover of Harper's Bazaar. And you guys, oh, my God. She looks demonic, you guys. And that's just one of like a whole series of photos in which she looks equally demonic. I mean, it's...
Yeah, because you would think that usually when they do a spread like that, they do like different poses and different... And they make somebody look happy. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like they'll have you would think, okay, the cover looks demonic, but maybe the inside pictures, it's her like outside in the courtyard looking happy or something.
Nope.
No.
No.
She's not even smiling in any of these pictures. And she just... You're right. She looks horrible. She looks like she's so unhappy and...
It's just not good, you guys.
She looks mean.
Yeah, she looks really mean.
And bitter. And yes. I guess, you know, it's like, but if you think about it, that's what liberalism does to you. It makes you very bitter.
It's true. It's so true. Yeah. I was stunned to see those because actually she's 83, right? And she's had obviously a million piles of plastic surgery. We all know this. But I've always thought it's pretty good plastic surgery. And so to see her looking like that wow.
Yikes. Yeah, she does have, I agree with you. She does have a very good surgeon. But and for 83, she looks really good.
Yeah.
But really, let's think about like what's on the inside and what's on the inside of that one. She's not real happy. It doesn't seem like. Now she's so mad at the world. She's so
mean.
I know the border crisis is real because I've seen it with my own eyes. This is Sarah Carter. On The Sarah Carter Show, I'm bringing you the stories from my own reporting on the border that the media won't cover and President Biden simply ignores. Subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The other thing that you and I were talking about is that there's this Madonna story that is so crazy, you guys. So apparently back in 2015, we're talking 6 years ago, Madonna, it was May 1st of 2015, Madonna shared a photo of herself. She posted a selfie on Instagram. She was promoting a new album at that time. It was like Rebel Heart or whatever that album is. And she was wearing like this a Joy Division t-shirt and a houndstooth skirt. And she captioned the photo and she's making like this snarly face like this. She's doing one of these Billy Idol type of things, you know, like that. Yeah, like that. She's making that face and her caption read, "I look cool." And it was spelled K-E-W-L. And so come to find out that there is just this random woman named Amelia Goldie from Australia who is actually the body in that photograph. Madonna inexplicably photoshopped her own head onto this other girl's body.
Okay, so people didn't know at the time that she took that body, like that girl's body, and put her head on that body.
No, because she gave them no indication. She gave them no reason to think it wasn't her.
And no credit or anything like that. So she stole that chick's picture and put her head on her body.
Yeah.
Okay. So the chick hasn't done anything. She's not pressed. She's not like, you know, sued for copyright or anything like that, which I got to say is dumb. She should totally do that. And this story pisses me off. You have no idea how much it pisses me off because you and I have tangled with people for copyright. And celebrities, and I'll tell you why. And I'm not like an overly litigious person, but celebrities are the most litigious when it comes to copyright. They're the worst. They are the absolute worst. These people are out there nickel and diming regular people every day when it comes to copyright and trademark. This chick in Australia needs to go after Madonna and sue.
What she did. So she was a follower of Madonna. So she noticed it right away. And again, this is six years ago. So she does what she can to try to connect with Madonna. So she's trying to connect with her team. She tries to connect with Madonna herself through Instagram. And she's like, you know, this is amazing. Like, I'm super flattered. But like, could I have maybe some credit? Right. So never heard anything. Well, now every year on the anniversary date or close to it of that photo being published, this Amelia girl says on her own Instagram, well, it's, you know, 3 years to the day since Madonna stole my body and used it for a photograph of hers. And so finally, it's come to light. Like, now there's enough, she's posted it enough times because she did it again on March 10th of this year. She shared the memory again on TikTok, where that's where it got some attention finally. And so now, because of TikTok and it being so viral, now it's in Daily Mail. So now the world is starting to see that Madonna did this, and she's gonna have to say something, right? Yeah. I mean, she's gonna have to own it.
What a complete level of entitlement that she has, because she's a celebrity and she's like, well, I mean, I can totally take somebody's picture and use it for my own, you know, advertisement and gain or whatever marketing. She used it for a marketing campaign. She used somebody else's picture for a marketing campaign, and she thought she could do that because she's freaking Madonna. That's what pisses me off. It's like that level of celebrity entitlement. If a regular person did that to a celebrity, that person would have to pony up. That's what pisses me off. It's so frustrating to me because I'm just like, it's not fair. But then again, there are different rules for different people in this world, right?
Right.
And that's what pisses me off is that. And so if this girl, she's a fan, so I don't know, she's probably like, well, I don't want to do anything because it's Madonna and I love her. But at the same time, I'm like, girl, you can retire tomorrow. Take her to the cleaners. Because, I mean, that's what I would do, because it's not fair.
Right.
That sucks, man. It sucks. Because if it were flipped around and that girl, fan or not, would have done that to Madonna, Madonna would, are you kidding me? Madonna would sue her in 2 seconds.
Oh, without question.
She would not give a crap. She would sue her in 2 seconds. That's what these celebrities do. We've seen it. We've lived it. We know this is what they do, man. They get copyright and trademark lawyers and they sue regular people and they make tons of money. This is what they do. Believe me. That's what they do.
Yeah. So anyway, I don't know how that's going to turn out, except that now that it's getting all this press, I would hope that Madonna at least is going to feel some embarrassment about it and be forced to say, yeah, I did that. You know what I mean? Because there's no denying it. Like, she can't deny that she did it. And so,
and not only that, but why? And not only that, but why did she do it?
Your guess is as good as mine. Why, it makes no sense.
Why wouldn't she just use her own body in that picture? Why wouldn't she? Like, that's another thing that I'm kind of confused about. Why did she do it to begin with?
Yeah, it's not like she couldn't go buy those clothes. If it was the clothes that she liked, just go. I mean, send out one of your people to go get you that exact outfit. What the hell?
Right.
I don't know. It's amazing.
It's another point of confusion for me. I'm not sure why she did it to begin with.
I don't know.
You know? Yes, we will bring it in, you guys. Let's bring it in. Good Lord. What a week.
Democrats are trying to steal a House seat while pushing a bill that supposedly saves democracy, and the teachers' unions still don't want to go back to school. Hi, I'm Greg Corumbus. Join me and National Review's Jim Garrity each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast as we break down the good, bad, and crazy news for conservatives and laugh along the way. Subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.